Good morning and welcome to the Marcus Today pre-market podcast. My name is Henry Jennings. It is Tuesday, the 2nd of April. And as usual with this podcast, it is general advice only. So please do your own research. Contact your own financial advisor regarding any of the thoughts, ideas or insights in this podcast. And if you like what you hear on this free podcast, we'd love to have you on board as part of the Marcus Today community. You can sign up at marcustoday.com.au. for a free 2-week trial of our newsletter. Plenty of wonderful stuff to get your teeth into there. Plenty of great recommendations and money-making ideas in the newsletter, as well as access to our wonderful Facebook discussion group that is just members only, and our members-only exclusive podcast that Marcus does every day. So plenty of stuff to entice you as a member of our wonderful community. All right, well, let's head to the scores and the doors as always. And we had a little bit of a sloppy old night on the Dow, down 241 points, or 0.6%. 39,567, of course. The US was closed on Friday. However, it was open on Easter Monday. So 241 points down for the Dow. We had a high of 8 points positive and a low of 316 points negative. NASDAQ up 17 points or 0.11%, 16,397. The S&P 500 down 11 or 0.2%, 52.44. The Russell 2000 down 1% or 22 points, 21.03. And the S&P, well, the VIX volatility index closed up 4.9%, 13.65, still relatively low, all things considered. The SPY futures obviously closed overnight. We did have a pretty good day on Friday, though, rather Thursday, up 77 points, 78.97, nearly 7,900, 1% higher. Resources kicking considerably higher with 94 points on the resource index, up 1.6%. The banks up only 0.3%. Over in Europe, which was closed Friday and pretty much closed Monday, and not much action there. Of course, LME futures as well in the commodity spot also closed. US stocks, though, we had Nvidia unchanged, AMD up 1.6, Netflix up 1.1%, Meta up 1.2, Tesla down 0.3. We do get some production numbers coming out from Tesla in the next day or so. Amazonians up 0.3, Alphabetti Spaghetti 2.8% higher, and Microsoft up 0.9, Apple down 0.8, US banks eased back, Bank of America down 1.1, Goldman's down 1%, Morgan Stanley down 0.7%. We did get some quotes from Jerome Powell as well over the weekend. Certainly does look as if they're in no hurry to cut rates. Some caution creeping in. Federal Chair Jerome Powell said Friday that economic growth remains strong and inflation is still above target. We did see a result of those comments, and that core PCE number, that private consumption expenditure, which excludes food and energy, showed inflation rose 2.8% on a 12-month basis in February. That was in line with expectations. As a result of the Powell comments about no hurry to cut, we saw US 10-year yields 4.315, up 10.9 basis points. 2 years, 4.707, 7.9 basis points. The Aussie 10-year below 4% at the moment. So that is of interest. Bitcoin still languishing below 70,000, 69,618. The Aussie dollar below 65 cents. And the US dollar index up slightly. Looking at commodities that were trading, we had Brent crude up 0.17%. 15 cents to 87.70. WTI 58 cents higher, or 0.69% higher, $84.50. And gold sprinting away, all-time highs in gold, and in Aussie dollar terms, 34.66, 3,466. The US dollar price was up $26.70, or 1.2%, to 2,249.6. So a pretty good night for gold. As far as commodity stocks go, BHP in ADR terms was up 1.1%, Rio up 0.69%. We did get Glencore up 1.5%, Freeport up 0.7%, Not much happening in one or two of the lithium stocks, although Sigma Lithium had a good night, up 8.9%, so that may help Latin Resources. As far as some of our stocks listed overseas, we had ResMed down 4.4%. Not quite sure why they had such a big drop, but they did. CBA down 0.8% there. So a pretty cautious start, I guess, to the week in store for us. Not an awful lot happening, and certainly all eyes will be on gold stocks today on the back of those record gold prices. A little bit more there on Henry's take this morning on gold stocks that I like. So have a little look at that if you're interested in gold. Record highs in gold, but still some of the miners are languishing, to say the least. All right, as far as our market goes as well, we get a little bit of economic news today. We get Chris Kent, the RBA Assistant Governor on Financial Markets, will begin the week with a speech on the future system for monetary policy implementation. An absolute cracker of a speech in store there. That kicks off at 10 past 9 in Sydney. And then we also get the minutes of the March 2024 monetary policy meeting of the Reserve Bank Board being released as well. So that is going to be of interest today. In other news today, we will get some action, I suspect, in nickel miners. After the Indonesian government forecast that nickel exports would quadruple by 2030, despite a supply glut. So that is going to be of interest. The AFR as well has reported that Aussie Broadband has spent the long weekend trying to find buyers for around $50 million worth of Superloop after it was forbidden to hold the amount that it is holding in Superloop. So that was on the back of that courtroom drama. And Austal confirmed it had received a takeover offer from South Korean shipbuilder Hanwha Ocean at $2.825 cash per Austal share. But it said it was unsure if the deal would get enough regulatory approvals needed to proceed. So the stock closed at $2.20 on Thursday, so a 30% premium. Values Austal at just over $1 billion. Synlait as well has hit the market this morning with a trading halt as it renegotiates a $130 million loan prepayment, which was due on Thursday last week. In other news this morning, Lake Resources has extended its SPP to the 18th of April. ProMedicus has launched a buyback of up to 10.4 million shares. That will run from today, the 2nd of April, to the 31st of March, 2025. And we have seen as well Perenti, through its subsidiary Barminco, has been awarded a $393 million three-year contract at Regis Resources at its Duketon operations. And we also seen Paladin, noted uranium concentrate production and drumming achieved at the Lager Heinrich mine. The focus will now shift to production, ramp up and building the finished product inventory. Some broken news this morning. We've got ALS downgraded to hold from add at Morgans. Target increase there to $13.70 from $13.35. That target up, but the recommendation downgraded to a hold from an add. We've also seen Satire, a bit of an article on Satire today that I read. Satire downgraded to hold from buy at Bell Potter. Target price cut there to $4.50 from $4.80. Novonix has announced that it has selected to receive a $103 million US 48C tax credit from the Department of Energy. So that's some good news for them. Of course, we did see the good news on Friday from the Chinese authorities with the wine tariffs being rolled back, so we may see a little bit of action in Treasury wine estates. But to be honest, it was pretty much in the price. It was just a question of when. And although it's good to see those tariffs wound back, it won't happen overnight. Some of those distribution channels will take a little while to get back up and running. So it's not an overnight success story there. Beach Energy has been upgraded to neutral from sell at Goldman Sachs. Target increased to $1.90 from $1.67. So that is of interest there. And that is about it from me today. Well, thanks very much for listening. As always, if you've enjoyed this free podcast, we'd love to have you on board as part of the Marcus Today community. You can sign up for a free two-week trial at marcustoday.com.au. In the meantime, may the trading gods be with you. Marcus will be back at midday. And of course, I will be back this afternoon with the end of day report. Once again, thanks very much for listening.